Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. My pleasure to be part of your day and have you as a member of our audience and what we do here. We thank you for the time. And as my friend says, thank you for the food. And we got some. I told you that John Jansen was going to be here, and we're having a little technical difficulty finding him. But in the meantime, you and I are going to continue to talk. One of the things that I'm actually kind of glad I got a minute to talk about this a little bit. I hope you've been watching the Olympics. I hope you've been seeing. You know, the coverage is incredible these days. We got during the day there are a lot of replays, and maybe some original programming. I'm not sure, but especially if you're not on cable. Or one of the networks, one of the satellite networks. You got, you know, all you're going to get is NBC, whatever they offer. But on cable and on some of the other channel, on some of the satellite networks, there actually are other feeds, other channels that are available. I'm not sure exactly how that's working out. Maybe some kind of partnership or something. But during the day, there are other programs, other programming. So there must be hundreds of hours of programming of the Beijing Olympics, the Summer Olympics, and I'm not a big basketball fan. I'm not a big soccer fan. Forgive me of those of you who are. It's nothing personal. I like certain things, and I'm not all that interested in other things. But I love the swimming. I love the diving. I love the gymnastics. The track and field is, that's coming up a little bit later on. That's going to be very exciting, but regardless of whether you like any particular sport or whether I like any particular sport or not, you gotta love the athletes. These are people, remember, these are people who train for years and years and years, often at their own expense, especially the U.S. folks, and maybe a lot of the other countries. I think China, those guys may be wards of the state, but in the United States, not so much. Maybe there's some sponsorship money. For a long time, there wasn't that much. But the folks who aren't the stars, the people who make up the team, the also-rans, so to speak, of these teams, the people. What about the people who missed being on the Olympic team by 1/100th of a second? That happens. People train for years and years at their own expense to go to their own country's Olympic finals, Olympic qualifying programs, to try to be on, just to be on the Olympic team. Just to be able to go, forget whether they get a medal or any kind of glory or not. Think about that kind of an attitude, that kind of a spirit. And then they get all the way up there, and they either win or they lose by 1/100th of a second. It happens all the time. But think about that kind of spirit. Think about the kind of spirit that gives rise to that kind of an attitude. That's the kind of an attitude that I admire most in life. People who have that kind of commitment in themselves, that kind of faith in themselves, that kind of desire to serve something, just to be part of something. And all of that just makes me think so much of the small business environment. The owners, I think about small business owners who have that kind of excuse me, that kind of spirit, that kind of attitude, that kind of faith in themselves, the ability to persevere, to continue to work through the pain, to work through the challenges, to work through the disappointments, and all that. That reminds me of small business owners, because that's what small business owners do. Small business owners and Olympians are very, very much alike. And then the other side of that are the people who just want to be part of it, who are willing to work, and even though they know they're not going to be one of the stars, they're still willing to put themselves in frankly their personal lives on hold for them to train and to at their own expense just to be part of something special like an Olympics event. And that's when I think of those people, they just want to be part of something special. I think of the employees of small businesses. And a lot of similarities, many, many similarities between Olympians and small business owners. They're all heroes. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. And I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. And of course, I mentioned our askjim.biz. That's our knowledge base where you get small business answers now. And the first website I mentioned, smallbusinessadvocate.com, is where you find all the things that we do here, including the show, all the different ways you can listen to the show, and lots and lots of other stuff, articles, archives, Brain Trust members, the newsletter, the blog, et cetera, et cetera. So check all those things out. We built it for you. No barrier to entry, no cost to you at all to use our stuff. We hope you will. Now, I was talking about the Olympics, and I've been comparing lately. I've been doing a lot of comparing of Olympians to small business owners. I was doing that just a few minutes ago, and I want to continue that thought. When you watch Olympians compete, whenever we do that, we're taken to a place where people are participating in a cause that's much more than themselves. Even though they're focusing on their personal best, did you hear the guy that made Luscombe? I've forgotten his last name exactly, but he's the guy that was in the. That basically won the four-man relay in swimming the other night by just a lunge at the wall at the last second. And he said, you know, I just wanted to be here. I wanted to be here for myself, but I also wanted to be here to represent my country, to represent the United States. And I'm not just talking about U.S. Olympians. You know, all Olympians have that feeling. And as I said earlier, these heroes commit countless hours over many years, some of them dozens of years, especially some of the track and field folks. I mean, some of those guys are long in the tooth a little bit, you know, like the shot put guys and those guys. Some of them have been doing, they've done, six or eight Olympics. And they're pushing their minds and their bodies to achieve a level of excellence that just might somehow qualify them to merely be on a team that represents their country in an Olympics game. All that work just for the honor of being on the team. Notice I didn't say anything about winning or medals or glory as a prime motivation. Those things are great, and hopefully they'll find those. But here's the fact, folks. Here's the reality. Most Olympians find neither medals nor glory, and yet they train, and yet they compete. When you're watching an event, it's at the same time a self-conscious and a grateful feeling when the long lens of the camera pulls us in and allows us to invade that private moment. It happened yesterday. I saw it yesterday. You did too. Invade that private moment just before competition. It's self-conscious because of the intrusion that we've made into this little moment that I'm talking about. But we're also grateful to be able to share this moment and benefit vicariously, just a little bit, from the Herculean effort, the commitment, and the sacrifice that we see. And as the camera moves in even closer, you can actually see the color of their eyes, and you can imagine their thoughts. The swimmer is thinking 12 years of training, and it all comes down to the next few seconds. Must remember the fundamentals. The runner is having a word with herself. Today, more than any other day, I will perform my personal best. Then the long lens of the camera moves in even closer, captures the mouth. There's a lick to fight the cotton mouth that only those who risk failure have tasted. The lips move ever so slightly, as if to offer a short prayer or claim an affirmation. You've seen that, haven't you? I have too. It's amazing. Well, you know what, folks? I don't want to take anything away from Olympians, but small business owners are a lot like that. They commit countless hours over many years. They push their mind and their body and their balance sheets to achieve a level of excellence that might somehow allow them to merely make a living. Notice I didn't say anything about winning or medals or glory. Medals and glory is great, but most small business owners find neither. And yet they show up year after year to work and to contribute. Like an Olympic race, I really believe that the future of small business, of many small businesses, success rides on how well the owner performs over a very short period of time. Like a sprint, and if there were such a camera that would take you in close, like on the Olympians, you'd see the owner thinking, all these years of work and risk could come down to how well I deliver this proposal in the next few minutes. Must remember the fundamentals. If the lens moved in closer on this small business owner, you'd see the lick to lessen the cotton mouth that only those who've risked failure have tasted. Then those same lips you might see moving ever so slightly, as if to offer a prayer or claim an affirmation. You know what, folks? I've done that. I've been there. Exactly there. I'm not an Olympian. I never have been an Olympic athlete. But I've been a small business owner with the same kind of commitment. And you have too, I'm sure. And you've been sitting outside the room where you were about to go in and make a proposal presentation, or you were calling on a banker or whatever. And you offer that little prayer. You moved your lips just a little to offer that little prayer. Olympians and small business owners are dedicated to what they love. They work hard, take risks, and seek excellence. And they do it against all odds, usually at their own expense. You know what, folks? I'll gladly spend my admiration on that kind of spirit. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm pretty sure that's the Isley Brothers bringing us back in the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. You know, I've been talking about the Olympics and the Olympians. I hope you'll start watching this. If you haven't been watching the Olympics, I hope you'll start watching more of it. And it might cut into some of your other programming, like any of the other programming today is worth anything. I promise you, whatever you can see, I'll even watch sports that I don't like instead of some of the programming we have on television these days. But we DVR it. We've got a DVR at home, and we DVR it and go back and replay it and watch it over and over again. And I just love watching these guys compete. And I'll tell you what else I like to see. And I know you do too, and I know you're seeing this, and that is the camaraderie among the competitors. Even though I know they're competing head to head, and it's serious business, and I know that there's some mouthing off that goes from time to time, but keep watching as they compete and as they wrap up their competition and as they go to the medal stands. And keep watching all of that, and watch how they react to each other. Watch how they treat each other. It's very, very pleasing to me to see the what happens when a swimmer wins and all the swimmers from all over across the pool swim over and congratulate the winners or just shake hands and thank them for, you know, thank each other for participating. Think about what these guys will take away with them. Of course, they know these people. They compete against them in the world events. The Olympics is not the only time these guys get together. They compete in the world events too during any, you know, in between the Olympics. So they know these people. They know of them. They know about them. But think about the relationships that the Olympics builds between these people. And these Olympians, because of the way they are, because they're driven, they often grow up to be influential people. People who can make decisions that can influence policy and that can influence business relationships. And you know, how cool is it for people in all these countries to know each other and to share these ideas and to share this time together, these experiences together, and to stay in touch. And I don't know how much they do, but I want to think that they do stay in touch, that they do stay connected somehow. And that years later, you know, when the moment of the race is gone, the relationships will still be there. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to sound like Pollyanna here, folks. I know I play the glad game a fair amount, but I just think that anything we can do to support the Olympics, even if it's only with our eyes, only to show up and admire these people, anything we can do to support the Olympics to me is important, because it breaks down the Olympics breaks down a lot of barriers between countries. It rises above a lot of politics, even though politics is often involved. It can get involved. It has the ability to rise above all that. And I'd like to think that there's a certain kind of a peace dividend that the Olympics can provide in the 21st century. Wasn't always the case in the 20th century. Back in the early part of the 20th century, it wasn't always the case. But in the 21st century, as more and more countries are becoming, are coming out of being third world countries, as we're doing more and more business across borders, as trade is opening up across the world, and people are moving about more freely, and we're able to share ideas electronically and stay in touch with people electronically much more easily than we ever have been able to before, I'd like to think that the Olympics and the Olympians can contribute to creating an Olympic peace dividend. And what I mean by that, folks, when I say a peace dividend, it all starts with the relationship. Because when I know someone in a country and I'm doing business with them, I've competed against them, I've gotten to know them, it's kind of hard for me to hate that country if I have friends in that country. And maybe it creates better understanding. And maybe it creates a much more increased opportunity for there to be a peaceful Earth. And I'd like to think that could be the case. So when I watch the Olympics, those are some of the things that I think about. I hope you're watching them. I hope you're enjoying them as much as I am. I really admire these people. I think that as long as there are Olympians, the world will be a better place. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.